Well, it is really good to be back here with you all today. A lot has changed since I last stood in your midst. So, yeah, a couple things. I'm tremendously grateful to all of you and to Reverend Kathy and our vestry and staff and leaders who kept the fort and kept the fires going here, and nothing horrible happened while I was gone, which is great news. But you all have been busy, so thank you so much for giving my family and I this time away. I did feel guilty about leaving so soon after I started in March, but I really did have a good excuse. We'd planned the June wedding a long time before I knew I would be coming here to St. Dunstan's, and we had the opportunity to get married, to have time away as a couple and as a family, and we also moved. So it was a big process bringing two homes together into one, and we're finally now in the new house and settling in as a new family, and it feels so good. And I was thinking about the fact that God has blessed us so much. I have this new family, and I have a new church family, all in the span of 3 months. So pretty great. So God is good, yes. And even with all the activity we had, we got some real rest. And you'll notice that our gospel story today is about rest, this rest that Jesus has for us. And it's one of these invitations of Jesus, and it's one of my favorite invitations in the Bible, from Matthew 11, when he says, "Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Don't you just feel lighter hearing that verse? That reminder. I know, though, that for many of us, rest is hard to come by in our society because we value busyness so much. We value, of course, productivity, and we can judge ourselves pretty harshly by what we accomplish or don't accomplish. And then we carry a lot of burdens as well that make it hard to rest. I mean, just look at the events of the past several years. I don't know about you, but it feels like we just have gone from crisis to global crisis to crisis, you know, pandemic. Just threats of nuclear war, you know. Major upheaval in our nation, right, with the cultural and political divides. Sometimes divides even within our own friends and family members. Threats to human rights, and more mass shootings than I can seem to keep track of at this point. And it's exhausting, right? It's been so much. Plus, we each of us carry our own personal burdens, sometimes heavy burdens, those things that weigh us down, that threaten to just sap the joy out of our lives. And Jesus knows. Jesus knows what weighs on us. And still calls us into rest. This rest that Jesus describes, though, is rooted in faith. Rest comes in knowing that our lives and this world are somehow being ordered according to God's purposes. It is a rest under God's reign in the world that God is still bringing into being. God is still bringing us into being fully as part of the kingdom of God. This rest that Jesus describes is the now but not yet paradox of Christian faith. We know the end of the story, right? We know that Jesus lived and died and rose again. We know that death and sin have been defeated. But we also know that our world is still in that transformational birthing process. The reordering of God's creation, recreation, redemption. We know, too, that the tribulations that each of us face and that we face in our world are temporary. That does make them maybe a little easier to bear, like a woman in labor, knowing that the birth pangs and the suffering is going to result, God willing, in the birth of new life. So we have hope, but it still hurts. And it's still a process. And it is the now and the not yet. But because we have this faith, we're able to let go of our burdens that we carry at times, right? Put them at the foot of Jesus. Exchange all the burdens for the yoke of Jesus, right? Jesus says, "My yoke is easy and my burden is light." I had to go back and look at pictures of what a yoke looks like. You know, this sort of wooden crossbar that is used, would be used to sort of guide cattle along. And then someone mentioned to me after the first service, sometimes you see it with two cattle, right, under the yoke. Imagine Jesus is on the other side with you, right? The yoke allows you to be guided, to follow where you're being led. And Jesus is inviting that kind of life with him. And tells us that when we do follow and are led that way, we will find rest. We will find peace in our souls. Now, this past week, of course, we celebrated the 4th of July. And my dad had a barbecue, and we were to watch fireworks. And on the way, on the drive over, Mark and I were talking about our country and what we've been through and patriotism. And we were talking about how hard it is to even define what that means or looks like. It depends on who you ask these days. What does it look like? And that struggle that we've had continues to challenge us. And I became convinced in that conversation, as I've been multiple other times, that one of the most important jobs that we have as a church today is to witness to peace, to be peacemakers in our lives, right? We know Jesus calls us to be peacemakers. So maybe more than ever, the yoke of Jesus that we're called to bear, that yoke of faith, is what will enable us to be instruments of peace in our world. Because as peacemakers, like Francis said, we will sow love, not hate. We will seek pardon, not injury. We will embrace faith, not doubt. We will proclaim hope, not despair. This embrace of peace, the peace that God gives, this rest for our souls, though, means we have to do something like reject false peace, because the world offers us peace too, right? And Jesus tells us that. But the world's peace, I would call a false peace, there's two ways that can play out. One is you can pretend that everything's okay, right? We'll just kind of smooth over the rough patches. We'll stay quiet. We won't say or call out the problems or the injustice or the evil. That's not real peace. Or the false peace that keeps order. It, quote, keeps the peace through oppression, by force and domination. That peace doesn't last either. And that isn't the peace that we're being invited into. Those are not God's ways. The yoke of Jesus invites us to reject false peace so that we, as followers of Jesus, can experience true peace, true rest, what Scripture calls shalom in God. It's permanent. It's rooted in God. It's something that only God gives us. It's not swayed by everything that's going on around us. But getting to that true peace, that true rest, might require some suffering and even maybe some painful truth-telling. But again, like women in labor, we work. We do the work. We labor so that we can get to that place of rest, to birth new life. And it is possible. Jesus showed us that. So you and I, we may not have to cross actual battle lines to bring peace, but we are called to cross cultural battle lines, maybe intellectual, spiritual, or emotional battle lines in our world. And when we put on that yoke of faith and we reach out as peacemakers, when we get there, we can greet those on the other side with the peace of Christ, with God's blessing, with words of truth and hope and life. And when we do that, of course, we know the Holy Spirit can change hearts, our hearts, and bring peace and rest to our world. So as we trust God and God's work in our lives and worlds, we too find the peace of Christ. We too find that we enter into rest, the rest of God's kingdom that is here and is still coming, that is now but will be, that is already and not yet, but it will not fail us. As I mentioned, we get to baptize a family this morning, Michael and Nan and Yo-Yo, into the faith of God in Christ. And clearly God has been at work in their lives, and they are answering the call of Jesus that they heard. The call of Jesus saying, "Come to me." They have said yes. They have said yes to wear that yoke of faith, to be guided by Jesus. And the promises that Michael and Nan and Yo-Yo make today are promises for all of us who say yes to follow Jesus, knowing that it will lead to peace, to rest for our souls that only God can give. So as Jesus said and invited us then, I believe Jesus invites you again today. Hear his words of invitation. Come to me. All you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Thanks be to God.